Today, my friends, we are celebrating the feast of Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael archangels. In the Bible, these are the only angels which are named, and when we remember them, we are really recognizing God's providence over His people. In fact, these archangels were sent for very particular missions, and we can learn a lot from them. 3 points I would like to stress. 3 points, 3 things we can learn from the angels. One is the spirit of praise. Second, spirit of obedience. Third, spirit of purity. In the first place, we could take the first reading today. It is a magnificent vision. Thousands upon thousands were serving him. Myriads upon myriads attended him. This vision is important in bringing joy and hope and courage to the Christian soul. It is difficult to serve without joy. That would look, that would resemble more slavery than the spirit of the children of God, which is our spirit. And joy is brought to our hearts as soon as we begin to recognize the greatness of our bounteous God, as soon as we recognize how powerful, how wise, how merciful God is. Our hearts rejoice in Him, and the spirit of praise makes God's service far, far easier than it would have been before. The second teaching is about obedience. The central prayer of Christian life, the Our Father, asks, "Thy will be done." This is also in the very center of every genuine Christian prayer. Because Christian life is nothing but approaching, nearing our will to the will of God. And insofar as His will is fulfilled in our lives, we are transformed from sin into holiness. The fulfillment of God's will is the process of accepting wholeheartedly His word, His commandments, but first of all, His love. We become able to receive, to accept, and to fulfill God's will inasmuch as we accept God's love. Without love, obedience would be only a long, painful exercise. Wrapped in love, completely dressed in His love, we are new creatures. We are renewed by His power, because out of love, out of mercy, God created everything. And we can keep track of God's tender mercy in every single of His works. As we recognize the presence of God's love in the universe, and mainly in our own lives, we are gently pushed towards obeying Him, because we recognize that doing His will is best profit for us. It is the best for us. He is our Creator. He is our loving Redeemer. He is the one who sanctifies our souls, who transforms and renews continually our life. Serving Him, the spirit of serving Him, is the spirit of being liberated, being freed from any idolatry. And that we can learn from the holy angels. They are steadfast servants of the Lord. They are prone to serve God. They willingly serve God in praise and in perfect loyalty and obedience. That means that the nearer we are to the angels, the nearer we are to this example of obedience, to this example of steadfast love. And finally, we learn from the angels beautiful lessons of purity. They contemplate face to face the greatness of God's love. They are continually enlightened by the flames of God's love. And that means that they remain continually burning in God's fire. In fact, some of the choirs of angels are named seraphim, which means the ones who are burning in fire, burning in love. And that's the key point for purity. Purity is, first of all, burning in true love. And the more we are burning in true love, the more we are freed from false, fake loves and affections. And that prepares our hearts to become the dwelling place for God's holy presence. Purity, that's part of the huge legacy we receive in knowing, loving, and being friends of the angels. As we remember the holy archangels, we also consider that each one of us has a mission. We have something to do in favor of others on this earth. We are sent to someone. And if we obey with steadfast love God's will, if we become more and more His dwelling place, we know for sure that the marvels of the gospel will happen. We could remember the most beautiful example of the holy archangel Gabriel. He announced the greatest and best news to the Blessed Virgin. And you know, the miracle happened. He was preacher of the gospel. He announced the gospel. And that's also our own vocation, to tell others, as Gabriel did, that the Lord is near, that He loves us, and that He is willing to dwell within us.